This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has recorded about 1,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and while those numbers are nothing like hotspots such as New York or New Orleans, public health officials here are expecting things to get worse. For perspective on how the coronavirus outbreak looks around Birmingham, we're joined by Dr. Jeannie Marazzo. She's director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Dr. Marazzo, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to have you with us. How would you describe where Birmingham sits with regard to COVID-19 compared to what we've seen elsewhere in the country?
So it's an interesting time for us. We are probably several weeks, I would say probably 2 weeks behind where New York City is, and probably about 6 weeks behind where Seattle is. So that sort of gives us a little bit of a window to hope and pray that the social distancing measures that were implemented in some of our cities, which is fantastic, might actually be able to blunt the peak of the infections that we would see otherwise. I think it's too early to say that that's the case. So no question, the pace of infections being detected is extremely steep. The question is, can we keep it at about this pace, and can we keep it under a rate that will not overwhelm our hospital facilities? And that's what we're seeing in New York City and some other places, and the most devastating images, I think, of the epidemic so far are coming out of places where people are being put on ventilators at the rate of some places, I just heard, 16 an hour in an emergency room, and they're being boarded in the emergency rooms. So will we avoid that? I am desperately hoping so.
Well, UAB released numbers yesterday showing what appears to be a leveling off of patients with coronavirus in the hospital recently, about a steady 52 patients or so over the last 4 days. What, if anything, should we take from that?
I mean, it makes me sleep marginally better at night, better than I was sleeping maybe 5 nights ago when we were facing this incredible increase. I'm hoping it's real. The flip side is that this virus is a really formidable foe. It is incredibly infectious. CDC released a publication report yesterday looking at the first 100,000 cases plus in the United States and confirmed that there is a substantial burden of asymptomatic infection, meaning people walking around feeling well, but actually having the virus and, more importantly, being able to transmit it. So the concern I have is that this may be a little bit of a lull. Maybe we're buying some time, but that we will see an increase in people coming into the hospital. The other concern I have for Alabama, which I can't emphasize enough and I don't think is getting enough play nationally, but is critical for us regionally, is another thing that came out in the CDC report yesterday. And it basically points out that people with chronic illnesses, diabetes, respiratory conditions like emphysema and asthma and obesity and cardiovascular disease, they're the ones who are bearing the brunt of this, and especially the mortality. And you know that we have very concerning rates of those infections in the Deep South. That could be a powder keg for us that I really hope we can avoid.
Yeah, just a moment left here, but I'm curious. We've seen a stay-at-home order in Birmingham, effectively the same thing in Tuscaloosa. Governor Kay Ivey has said she doesn't think that's needed at the state level. Do you agree?
Well, actually, on Friday last week, she did release the guidance that was very close to a shelter-in-place order. I mean, it wasn't called that, but if you look carefully at the order in closing non-essential businesses, it really has a very strong effect, and it's had a very strong message. So I think getting to that point for the state was a huge win, particularly when you look at what's happening in Florida. Florida is a potential disaster area given the number of elderly folks who live there, and the governor has still refused, of course, to issue a similar edict and to close the beaches, for example. So I actually feel, I mean, it's not perfect. Maybe it's not as rigorous as we would have liked, but I think it's a huge step in the right direction, and I'm really hopeful it's going to make a difference.
Dr. Jeannie Marazzo is Director of Infectious Diseases at UAB. Dr. Marazzo, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Stay healthy.